I've travelled to the Estonian capital, Tallinn, to meet with some of the scientists and experts who are working at the Cooperative Cyber Defence Centre of Excellence. That's a multinational academy for internet warfare that's being backed by NATO. The multi-million pound facility is basically the Alliance's nerve centre for internet-based warfare and online counter-terrorism operations. And although it doesn't officially open until next month, I've come here to find out what goes on and to see precisely how seriously we should be taking the issue of cybersecurity. Okay, so here I am at the entrance to the centre. It feels pretty isolated. It's down a long, winding road on the south side of Tallinn that takes you past a couple of fairly grim Soviet-looking housing projects and through a small industrial estate. Now, the centre's actually on a military base, so one half here is given over to barracks. There's some soldiers marching around, a few jeeps here and there. I think over there that's some kind of missile or other heavy weaponry. But there's no time to go and have a look right now, because here's our guide.
My name is Madis Tür, and welcome to the Cooperative Cyber Defence Centre of Excellence. So, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, can we go in and have a look?
We can to some extent. You'll see soon. The building itself, it was built for the Tsar's army, and it was used during the Soviet time as a military base as well. And now it was renovated for the purposes of Estonian National Defense.
Okay. College. And we've got some doors here that are
Okay, technically
cannot enter.
Yeah, so these are the areas we're not able to go to.
What goes on behind those doors?
Core scientific work, where all the scientists that are sent by different nation states or the sponsoring states are working.
So basically what we're in now is a long corridor with kind of classrooms on either side.
Exactly. Technically, this part of the building is used for giving lectures and giving trainings for Estonian Defence Forces or whoever.
The centre's known locally as K5, but NATO doesn't actually run any operations from here. Instead, this is where the intelligence work, the threat analysis and disaster simulations take place. Sounds impressive, but is cyber warfare really a serious threat? Inside K5, I met some of the staff who work there. In a moment, we'll hear from Kenneth Gears. But first, I asked Rein Ottis, an Estonian scientist, what exactly the problems are.
I would say right now there's two categories of threats. One is the threats against private individuals and private companies, which mostly stems from organized crime. But since we are working on NATO issues, we are not that much concerned with normal crime, because it is very difficult to benefit this way by attacking NATO or a nation state. So we actually look at cyber attacks as a possible venue for dealing conflicts in the future and today, because this is definitely not science fiction anymore. We have plenty of examples where nation states have actually been involved, both on the offensive and on the defensive side.
My name is Kenneth Gears. I am from the U.S. Navy in Washington, specifically the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, or NCIS. We're all relying increasingly on the Internet to get both daily chores done, but also from a military perspective to accomplish command and control, to win battles in the battlefield. And it's a very big challenge for us to be able to leverage networks and the power of computers while at the same time securing them from preventing your adversaries from exploiting what you're doing, and in the worst case scenario, actually invading your own infrastructure and using your own tools against you, or changing your own traffic to tell your troops to move in the wrong direction, or your missiles to fire on your own cities, anything within imagination.